Hi, welcome to the new ABCs of Pediatrics with Dr. Kimberly Clare and Dr. Michelle Constant of Premier Medical Group, Pediatric Division. In this podcast, the doctors will discuss talking to your kids about COVID-19 and addressing the possible anxieties that come with it.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Kimberly Clare, and I'm here with Dr. Michelle Constant.
Hi.
We are pediatricians at Premier Medical Group in Poughkeepsie, and we are here to talk to you today about talking to your kids about coronavirus, quarantine, and dealing with anxiety and community reopening. Michelle, what are you telling your parents as far as talking to kids about COVID-19?
Well, you know, Kim, it's so important for us as parents to stay calm, be mindful of what we're saying, how we're saying it. If we ourselves appear overly fearful or anxious, then our kids may react similarly. Talk in a way that they can understand what you're saying. Keep it simple, truthful, and appropriate for their age. You know, reassure your children that they are safe. That's the recurring theme here, is safety. Keep communication lines open. Allow them to ask questions, ask about how they're feeling. You know, and try to avoid language that might blame others and or other nationalities that lead to stigma, which can create fear and anger toward other people.
Yeah, I think that the most important thing, as you said, is keeping it simple. Not to try to tell kids more than they can understand at their age, and really understanding that even if they are an older child or a teenager, they do have a lot of fears. So trying to tell them too much detail just may be more stressful. And then, you know, in terms of what we have to deal with quarantine, I think the most important thing is to try to keep up a routine for them, but yet also being flexible to deal with changes as they come up.
Yes, I agree. I would also add that it's important for us as parents to set a good example for our children by coping with our own stress through routines like you said, Kim. So healthy lifestyle choices, eating healthy, exercising, avoiding drugs, alcohol, sufficient sleep whenever possible. You know, some examples of things that you can do to have fun at home or alleviate some of the stress is, you know, have virtual birthday parties on Zoom and plan a date to celebrate in person when you're out of quarantine. Send cards, artwork to loved ones. Keep in touch with your loved ones, your friends, through video chat. Self-care, unwinding, taking a nice warm bath. Helping kids with projects, develop projects for themselves, like redecorating their room. If you have a child who likes to sew, they might want to make masks for their neighbors or loved ones. Having a painting party. I had a patient recently who their family got together and had a painting and drawing party. You can start reading or check out YouTube videos on topics you've been wanting to learn about, like knitting, or how to beat your parent at chess, how to build a box robot, or, you know, it goes on and on. The stretching daily, practice various breathing techniques, yoga, meditation. One thing that I do encourage is to make a list of things that that you're grateful for, such as even the sun setting later, allowing you more time outdoors to play or hike, or even grateful for Wi-Fi. Who's not grateful for Wi-Fi? You know, so it's
people
hard.
People don't have any.
So it's hard to feel depressed and anxious when you're in a state of gratitude. So I would say make a new list every day. And try to avoid listening to rumors. And remind yourself why. Why am I quarantined? And why is it the safety to protect ourselves and protect loved ones and neighbors, and know that stressful times, it's normal to feel stressed, but stressful times do pass. I think you had some interesting things to add too, Kim.
Yeah, you know, I think it's important as parents for us to respect our kids' frustration and disappointment dealing with quarantine and dealing with all the things that they're missing out on while we've been apart from each other. You know, many times I think that we often expect our kids to have reactions to things that are different from our reactions, but, you know, I think that they will appreciate that we're all in this together. You know, I think the other thing that's important is no one is going to pull off the perfect quarantine. You know, now that it's been a few months, you know, I think we've all recognized that none of us have really done all those Pinterest things that we thought we were going to try to do, you know. And so,
yes.
You know, I think that we also have to forgive ourselves for the ways that we didn't do it perfectly. We weren't the perfect home teacher. We lost our temper with our kids at times. You know, I think that it's not going to be perfect, and we as parents have to really give ourselves a break when it comes to that situation. The other thing, you know, as you mentioned, Michelle, you know, it's an important opportunity to teach our kids empathy, to realize that, yeah, you know, you may feel like you're not at risk, but the things that we do to keep our social distance are protecting other people and our extended family members who are at higher risk. And so it's important. But I think the more that you talk and the more that people get to express how they feel and learn how to express how they feel, I think we're teaching them skills that go far beyond the pandemic and the quarantine. And I find at home and even at work, I think that we've been able to use the quarantine as a chance to do some things that we have not been able to do because of being too busy in the past. And so I think finding a way to pull something positive out of it is great, but yet also being okay with the fact that maybe it's not your skill set to always look at the positive, but the more that you try and you work on it, it gets easier. I think that as we start to wrap up today's podcast, is there anything else that you think is important to tell parents?
You know, I just wanted to also emphasize, as we prepare to re-enter society again, you know, it's important to empower them by teaching them daily actions to reduce the spread of germs. So remember to hand washing frequently, cough into your elbow, social distance when possible, avoid close contact with those that are sick, wear your mask. Focus on the actions they can take rather than the complications of the disease. Talk about what's happening to keep people safe and healthy. So reassure them that hospitals are better equipped than we were when COVID first started. Scientists are working on developing vaccines. Deaths from the virus in pediatric patients is still very rare. And you may want to even review safety plans before situations arise with them. So, for instance, you know, you can go over with them, well, if mom gets COVID, you know, from being exposed at work or wherever, well, the likelihood is I might have flu-like symptoms and or no symptoms, and I might need to be confined to this area. We'll choose an area of the house. This is where mom is going to stay for about 2 weeks. But, you know, you may not see me much, but, hey, and we'll be back to normal living shortly after. But this helps gives them a sense of control, and it helps them to manage their feelings when they can have this kind of plan already in place. And last thing that I just wanted to add is if one technique that I find is helpful is if you're feeling anxious or depressed, you can try to replace negative thoughts with positive thoughts. So you want to breathe out negative thoughts. So such as while breathing out, you might be thinking the thought of I may die of COVID. Let's say this is something that your child is fearful of. So you're breathing out this thought, and then you're breathing in a replaced positive thought. So you're breathing in, I am taking steps to remain healthy and safe during this pandemic. So this is one technique that may help them if they're really feeling overly stressed.
Yeah, I think that the more strategies that you can have in mind, you know, the greater the chance that you might find one that works best for your child and your family. One important thing that I wanted to mention are that there are some red flags that you should look for in your child, especially in your older child and teenager, to suggest that this is more than just simple quarantine stress. If you start to see that your child is having very unusual changes in mood compared to their normal, if they're really starting to withdraw from the family, their friends, activities that they might otherwise enjoy, if you're seeing dramatic changes in their sleep pattern, so either sleeping much more excessively or much less than you would expect, if you find them either not eating or eating to excess, if they're losing their sense of hygiene compared to normal, or engaging in risky or restless behaviors. We've all been a little bit off our game during quarantine, but if these changes are seeming much more severe than you would expect, it's a good opportunity to call your child's pediatrician, and even if it's just to say, listen, doc, let me just run this by you and see if you think I should be concerned. We all have been here working in our offices, seeing patients in the office or via telemedicine visits, to give you an opportunity to address your concerns. We want to make sure that you and your kids and your family are maintaining the best health, both physical and mental, during these challenging times. So thank you for being with us. This is Dr. Kimberly Clare and Dr. Michelle Constant. We are at Premier Medical Group in Poughkeepsie, and we also have an office in Fishkill. And feel free to reach out if you'd like to hear more. Thank you.
Thank you. Stay well.
You've been listening to the new ABCs of Pediatrics with Dr. Kimberly Clare and Dr. Michelle Constant of Premier Medical Group, Pediatric Division. To catch this podcast again and others, visit K104online.com. For questions and more information on the doctors and Premier Medical Group, visit PremierMedicalHV.com or call 845-454-4200. Their offices are located in the atrium at Mid-Hudson Regional in Poughkeepsie and at 200 Westage Drive, Suite 111 in Fishkill.